Now we're recording. Okay.
That's the deal.
Now. Yeah.
This is really kind of loose. But what I like to do, are you kind of getting to what we're going to do? Did Ryan show you the notes? Now, what I'd like you to do is to, and this has nothing to do with what you're about to do, just the way it works, is I'd like you to and I want to tell you something else to hedge up so you don't feel ripped off. At the end, there's kind of a hymn, okay? But it's really short. There's only three words, but they're all kind of the same word, which is really weird. So, what I'd like you to do is to stand up. Oh, no, not already. Yeah, stand up. And what I'd like you to do is to think, and this really is negative, and I hate to do it, but I want you to think of something that really ticked you off, that most recently, whether it was somebody driving to school too slow, just happy, going 55 miles an hour into a red car. Why don't you get out of the way? Get out of the way! I'm going to be late to get home! But whether it was that, whether it was somebody that said, geez, I'm sorry, I really can't bump that 79 up to an 80. Whether it was you went to get the tickets and they all sold out. I don't know. Whatever it is. Think of something that doesn't necessarily sadden you, but just really frustrates you. Just makes you angry. Just like, God dang it, why did that happen? And I want you to take your hands and I want you to put them up like this. And I want you to grab that stuff like that. I want you to pull it in like that. I want you to pull it in. And I want you to go like this. I want you to go, yeah! Feel good? And then now, I want you to do something else. I want you to, and you guys, I really appreciate this. You don't know, because I like this silly stuff, and I know you're in a good position. But what I'd like you to do is to take a minute and cool off and think about something. Try to get something in your mind and close your eyes if it helps you, and don't if it doesn't. Think about something that makes you really, that really has satisfied you recently or in the past and really makes you happy. Whether it was getting together with someone that you hadn't seen over the holidays, whether it's getting together with people that you didn't see over the holidays, whether it's getting that CD or whatever car you wanted. I don't know. Whatever really makes you happy. Think about that. Think about if loving folks makes you happy, think about that. Think about something that really makes you happy. And I want you to just give me a yah again and try to make it as loud as the other one. Ready? Yah. God dang it, are you not happy? I mean, are you not really? And that's a German term I made up. It has to do with the sole of the shoe. It's like that. I made that up. So, what's your disconnect here? Everybody's all ready to go. I don't hear much volume. Can you not find some volume in that yah? Is it a different word? Do we need a different word? Will you try it one more time? Just give some volume to that yah. Just think of something that makes you happy and just go, yah. That was better, thanks. Not out of the woods yet. Now I'm calling from some assistants. What is the student council to turn around and look at your fellow students to say,
are you participating? I just got Mr. Cook. You did not.
Okay. No, I'm just kidding. But be encouraging your classes. I would like for, who wants to take this section, the center section?
I got it.
Do you?
Okay. Who wants to take this section over here? Okay. Ryan, will you give me that low note C for these guys? You got that?
Is that us?
That's you.
And it's got to be that yah. Yah.
Yah. Yah. Yah.
Give us that yah in this note.
Yah.
And do it loud now, one more time.
Yah.
And you guys in the middle. Just do the middle. Ryan, you know this feel by now. Got it? Well, so you guys, then you guys, then you guys. I want you guys to do it as loud as you can, and I want you to drown each other out. And I want you, I'll be the judge. I'll judge who of you is the loudest, okay? So, ready? Would you give us a... And this is the tricky part. And I tell you, you're all winners. No, I'm just kidding. But as I want you to take this, and you just play this whole chord when we do this. Guys, try to remember the note that you sang. And I want you to do it like this. I want you to say these four words with me. I want you to go, what's the chord? Yahweh. Allah, Amen, those four words.
It's like five words.
No, man, that's four.
Like six or
something. No, it's Yahweh is one word, and Allah is one word. Yeah, man, it is. I want you to take that. Where's Mr. Jones' World Religions class? I want you to take his pipe. Or just see me after that. And then, Amen. You've heard of that word. And then Om. That's one syllable, so that's easy to lock into one word. Everybody's ready now.
I love all I get for participating in that for now. I wish I could love you all the time. I'm working on that.
And that's the good deal, isn't it?
You know?
But I feel that goes along with the passage this morning on the path to wisdom and to God. So thank you very much. I'm done. I'd like to turn this